This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Average 20 to 30 times a day, one of our listeners makes a comment on air, by text, on our social media, that just makes me smile from ear to ear.
Right.
And what it is it's that common sense way of thinking that busts through all these people that make millions of dollars to tell you how to think on TV. Right? They think they know how to, you know, best tell you what's going on. The expert crowd, the academics. Give me a break. We're waiting for the world to change where common sense is everywhere. The common sense we find in the What's on Your Mind audience. We love you, folks. Keep it coming. How are you? Welcome to the program. Here's the comment that made me, that prompted that compliment for our fine listeners. I'm watching the news this morning, writes Chris, and I'm laughing at how John Bolton, who the left has always hated with a visceral passion, is now being lauded for being a person of principle. These leftists are such phonies, it is almost humorous.
Yep.
Yeah, they really are. And it's not easy to hide.
It's hypocrites on parade.
They always do this. It's sort of like the John McCain factor. Remember?
Yeah.
John McCain, when he was a right-wing congressman and then in the Senate, right-winger and, you know, gunslinger and kind of, you know, he's reckless and da-da-da-da-da. And then he used to poke George W. Bush a little bit. And all of a sudden, oh, he is the dude, man. He is the dude. He ran against Bush, and then he was the victim to Bush. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
South Carolina, they lied about him, and he stoked that fire, and all of a sudden, now he's the best. Yeah, it's how they roll. And you know what? When you see something, say something. And point it out to those that don't get it, and it makes a big, big difference. So keep those fabulous comments coming. Same thing with this call we just received before we went on the air, Kev, that you were playing me during the news break. You know, bloated with common sense here in 30 seconds. Roll that.
Okay, you guys want to talk about witnesses? Let's have the witnesses that set up the sham impeachment. That would be Colonel Vindman, who had a felonious leak of the phone call, lied about it to the whistleblower, non-whistleblower, Eric Sciarmella. Eric Sciarmella lied on the form, saying he had no contact with Schiff. Atkinson, the ICIG, lied, saying it was urgent and credible, and turned the non-whistleblower complaint over to the Schiff. The Schiff people, twice, he's to turn in to the Senate Third Committee, but never did. He only coordinated with Schiff. And he lied.
And he lied.
Under oath
and he lied.
In the deposition
and
in the
lied.
Basement.
You're exactly right.
And he lied.
Yeah.
And lying everywhere.
How's that for a command of the facts, though? One of our listeners has it exactly right. Senator Holden reminded us of this yesterday, by the way. You'll soon hear a crescendo from the left, all in concert, all the Democrats, what are they going to say? Witnesses, witnesses, witnesses. Senator Hoban said, hey, we had witnesses. The entire House record came over. So all the witnesses from that proceeding, we have. So those are already there. So the question now is additional witnesses. Do we need additional witnesses? So today, the Trump team defending against this will finish their comments. And then tomorrow they begin 16 hours of questions, eight per side, and then they have to decide the witness question. Now, it's already been baked into the cake. This is what Mitch McConnell decided at the very beginning. He said, let's get through this, and then we'll have a vote on witnesses. So they're going to have a vote on witnesses. They'll decide. I think witnesses are a good idea. I'd love to see Joe Biden and Hunter Biden up there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and
absolutely.
You know, and for that matter, John Bolton, because what John Bolton said, supposedly said, if you believe this transcript, and I hate to break this to you, folks. I hate to be the one that, but guess who was in charge of reviewing the transcript of John Bolton's book at the National Security Council? Guess who was in charge of that?
Mueller?
No.
I'm not.
That was a good guess.
Who?
Todd, do you want to guess at all? Who was in charge of Hunter Biden? No, it wasn't Hunter Biden. The identical twin brother of the Democratic impeachment witness, Alexander Vindman. You can't make it up.
Wow.
Vindman, who clearly is, I mean, whatever. I applaud his service. It's fantastic. But the guy's a partisan, a Trump hater, and has been at this from day one, worked in concert, as the caller said, with that. But when I heard that Vindman's brother was reviewing the transcript
of Bolton's manuscript,
I instantly thought,
surprise.
Exactly. I'm doing Gomer Pyle. I'm like, does anybody remember who Gomer Pyle is?
Oh,
I hope they do.
Absolutely.
Surprise.
I just said, you've got to be kidding me, folks. You can't make it up. You can't make it up. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, it's just a... Yeah, what a circus.
It is a circus. Craig and Moorhead, let's get you in here. Your thoughts. We have the open phone time to the bottom of the hour, so lay it on me. Anything you want to talk about, impeachment, beef, or anything else, lay it on us. Hey, Craig, what's on your mind?
Okay, Scott, everybody knows it's the Kavanaugh effect all over again. They're out for the 2020 election by hook, by crook. But I've been watching the C-SPAN 2 coverage nonstop. And when they have breaks, they'll come out and talk to the cameras and the reporters. Ted Cruz and a bunch of Republicans came out last night in the hallway. Every time they were trying to talk, every reporter like a bunch of jackals were on them. 5 minutes later, Adam Schiff comes out, and for 4 minutes nonstop, they listened to, hung on every word, not one interruption. The news media, the major media, if they weren't in the tank for the Democrats, our polls on the president would be 90% favorable. It's such a sham.
That's a very interesting perspective, and people ought to do that more often. You're right. I saw the Ted Cruz presser. In fact, some smug reporter in the middle of Ted Cruz making a point said, well, if that was against the law, you'd all be in jail, wouldn't you? Because, your kids are all worth $500,000. He said, my kids are 9 and 11. You bonehead. And it's just, it makes no sense. No sense. But, yeah, you're right. They would never dare do that to Vindman. You make another good point, Craig, to think of what the president's approval rating would be without this. Listen to this. Rasmussen Reports does a daily tracking poll. Steve Hallstrom and the crew on the Need to Know Morning Show on our Fargo affiliate, AM 1100, The Flag. We're talking about this morning. They were looking at the Rasmussen Report. Rasmussen Report, daily tracking poll, has strong approval rating. That means people that will walk on broken glass for you. For Donald Trump at 40% right now, his highest ever. So his approval rating is going up with this. Okay? Craig, I have a question for you. What do you think at the exact same date during Barack Obama's reelection year, in other words, this date in January, his strong approval rating was at?
God, I know it was way lower, but I want to say before I hang up real quick to the four Republicans, don't fall for this game the Republicans are playing about. Democrats are playing about needing witnesses. This is just the Kavanaugh effect, and Mitt Romney, wake up. This is about control. They want it. Don't give it to them.
Good points. 27%, I think, was the number?
26.
26%.
Yeah.
26% was Barack Obama's strong approval rating, same date on his reelection year. Trump's is at 40. Does that sound like a news story to you? Barack Obama didn't face impeachment. He didn't face, Robert Mueller. He didn't face a FISA court abuse of investigations. And the guy's at 40% strong approval to Obama's 26. That sound like something that'd be worthy of the American people knowing?
What about, wait till I get elected to tell Vlad I'll be able to go.
Oh, so glad they played that yesterday.
I mean, come on.
That was great. That ought to be played.
What about if you tell them you're not getting the billion?
And Craig's point of tell the Republicans, you got to tell Mitt Romney, who pretty much is a lost cause.
He
hates Trump, and he's bitter, and there's no getting around. Kevin Cramer sits next to him. You know, he's got a pretty good read on where he's at, so we'll ask him next time on the Senate floor. Who else are we talking about here? Susan Collins, Maine. A perennial hand wringer, right? Just a total hand wringer. You have Lisa Murkowski. You have maybe Cory Gardner just because of what's going on in Iowa. Although Joni Ernst yesterday said, fine, let's do witnesses. Guess what? The Iowa primary is going to be thrown to the wind.
Yeah.
Locked down.
Oh, yeah.
So she doesn't sound too worried. Anyway, more of your calls, questions, and comments on this or anything on your mind. 258-0550.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Hello, I'm Jim. I'm IndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and I'm here to encourage you to install a flagpole. Our products are American-made. T6 spun aluminum with stainless steel hardware. They're engineered for our environment and built to last. Our flags are pre-reinforced before flight. So express your inalienable right to the pursuit of happiness. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at IndyFlagpoleGuy.com. And thank you.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is for all you sophisticated ladies out there.
Two bodies have been recovered from that Air Force plane that crashed in Afghanistan. That made some news earlier in the week, although I'll continue to say that aircraft accidents, be it helicopters, be it planes, be it casualties in warfare in general, do not get 10% of the coverage or the outpouring of support that you do for a celebrity, sports star. So we're not going to be that show. We'll make sure you know and ask for your prayers for those loved ones.
I did some reading on that this morning. That aircraft was a Bombardier made in Canada. It was a communications support aircraft that allowed, you know, Wi-Fi about 100 miles south of Kabul, but it helped the troops on the ground with their Wi-Fi and their communication connections to, I suppose, their base of operations or whatever. But, yeah, it was more, kind of like a private aircraft almost, like a private jet.
Yeah, a lot of those fly
dignitaries.
And also shuttles out of here. Yep. Those are the commercial ones that are used by a number of the airlines that sometimes the smaller ones are Bombardier. Let's see. What's next here? You know, you remember we did that fun little thing? I forget if it was what it was for. It might have been for Veterans Day, but we got a special deal from MyPillow.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
We donated for every order that came in, we donated $10 to the United Patriotic Bodies.
Yep, I do remember that, yeah.
Well,
when I bought my sheets.
My friend, oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah.
And you love them, right?
Yep, love them.
Kent Satring from PetroServe USA was kind enough to match our donation. And I thought, well, since we've got a match and you didn't know that, I'd maybe do this one more time today, and then we'll make the presentation for the United Patriotic Bodies. Again, this is the group. These are, you know, folks that volunteer their time, and they normally even pay their own gas. They go a ways out of town, buy their own meals. And so what we're going to do is PetroServe USA card so they can get gas, meal, best burger on earth, whatever it is. 4-for-4 deal pizza from the locally owned PetroServe USA. So a nice gesture from them, and also a good opportunity for you if you've been thinking about buying a MyPillow product, the towels, for instance. They're buy one, get one now with the promo code SCOTT. Great towels. They actually absorb moisture, which I know is unique, but anymore, all the towels in the big box stores are lotiony and soft and don't last that long. These are the real deal. A bunch of colors. It's a six-piece set with your promo code for about $70. And it's buy one, get one. So, you know, 30 whatever a set. Kind of a nice deal. Also, the sheets that Kevin is speaking of. Buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. If you buy Mike Lindell's book, and it is a great book, What Are the Odds? From crack addict to CEO, your whole order ships free. Whatever you buy. The sheets, my pillows, anything. Go to MyPillow.com, radio listener specials. Click on that and use the promo code SCOTT. All the good deals will come up. Or call 800-506-9028. And if you'd like to, like me, thank those that honor our fallen heroes. These folks go to military funerals. They make sure there's an honor guard, 21-gun salute, flag ceremony, presentation of the flag for the family. They're doing that for our heroes in the North Dakota and Minnesota. So really a neat thing they do. And any order today is going to buy a gift card for one of those fine patriots. Okay? Thought that'd be a fun thing to do. 800-506-9028, promo code SCOTT. MyPillow.com, radio listener specials, promo code SCOTT. All right. We have a bunch of text to get to here, and your calls, questions, and comments as well. One side note related to topics on the show. We're going to talk next hour with Kenny Grainer. Kenny is a cattle producer, cattle rancher, and he was on yesterday talking about USMCA, labeling, you know, different things. Related to the trade deals and to just improving the price, the marketability of U.S. beef. And we didn't get to all the calls. We got a bunch of texts we didn't get to, so I asked Kenny to come back today, so he'll be back here at the top of next hour. You want to contribute at all to that debate, please join us for that discussion coming up here in a little bit. Wherever we think you think we can help on something, and maybe that's one example. We're giving voice to ranchers and hearing from all perspectives. And one of the challenges in the beef industry is not everybody agrees on the best approach going forward. Some like the idea of labeling, some don't. Some say, hey, fine, do it, but do it ourselves. We don't need a government mandate. So they're sort of all over there. But this discussion is helpful because it hopefully will build a little bit of a consensus. But if there's anything else, we realize there's other news besides impeachment going on. We're doing our best to inform you of things you might not hear anywhere else on that front and bring you the newsmakers, but we're up for talking about anything always. Tomorrow we'll be in Grand Forks at the Chester Fritz Auditorium, where I first met Lee Greenwood when he sang, God Bless the USA. That's right. Many, many years ago. And I've seen a few concerts in there. Saw Jerry Seinfeld in there. Laughed very hard at Jerry Seinfeld in the Chester Fritz Auditorium.
Love Seinfeld.
Oh, my gosh, did I laugh.
I missed that show. I remember when that one was here.
I had to go out in the aisle and go down to a knee. That's how hard I was laughing. It was, I'm not kidding you. Anyway, we'll be there tomorrow. The governor is giving his State of the State address. That'll be about 10:30. We'll share the Facebook live version of that on our Facebook page during the show. Pick up some of it on the show, and then we'll interview him also on Facebook Live and again on Thursday as well with Governor Doug Burgum. Then Thursday will be the Energy Generation Conference in Bismarck. So just a little heads up on our week. Kelly Armstrong coming up here in a couple of minutes as well, and Chris Berg from Point of View. 800-228-0550 is that toll-free telephone number. Texter says, I see approval rating for Obama in January of 2012 at 44%. You can't make this stuff up. I wasn't making this stuff up. I think I said very clearly, strong approval. So in other words, it's the strongest approval. So go back and look at strong approval, and then report back to us. Okay, a texter says, Scott, why can't we, the American people, get a group of attorneys together and the Trump supporters throw in $50 each and sue those impeachment managers? So what if we get no money out of it, but just so people pay for these lies? All right. Thanks for the suggestion. Romney is dirty with corruption, too. Didn't know that. Go back to Europe where you came from. Take Trump with you. That's interesting. Did I come from Europe?
I came from Minnesota.
I think I was born in Sioux Falls.
Yeah. It was...
from this boomer to CNN, stupid is as stupid does. Asleep in geography class. Go figure. Go figure. Based on Dershowitz's analysis of impeachment, says another, House members like Schiff, Nadler, and Pelosi have committed abuse of power. Texter says, who cares about the Iowa caucuses anyway? Those people are just corn-fed idiots.
Anyway. Oh, ouch!
That was kind of an ouch.
Come on now.
That's kind of an ouch for our neighbor down there, wouldn't you say? More after this.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins & Kronk, Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins & Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times, as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today, 701-235-0119, 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In the impeachment trial of President Trump in the U.S. Senate, yesterday brought day two of opening statements by the Trump legal team, including from veteran lawyer Alan Dershowitz, who says the House articles of impeachment against the president simply don't meet constitutional standard.
I will argue that our Constitution and its terms, high crimes and misdemeanors, do not encompass the two articles charging abuse of power and obstruction of Congress.
President Trump's long-awaited Middle East peace plan is expected to be released today. The president has referred to the plan as, quote, the deal of the century. Palestinian leaders have already rejected the plan, which would reportedly allow Israel to annex portions of the West Bank. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
We're already into a new year, and according to TransUnion's annual consumer credit forecast, the consumer credit market looks strong. Matt Comos, TransUnion's Vice President of Research and Consulting.
The U.S. consumer is as strong as ever, and we expect more of the same this year. More consumers are securing loans and increasing their balances in a measured way, all while maintaining historically low delinquency rates. Low unemployment rates, continued wage growth, and an overall sound economy are making this positive performance hold true.
Are there trends to watch for this year?
TransUnion's trends to watch are credit card performance staying strong, personal loans stabilizing, auto lenders continuing at a steady pace, and first-time homebuyers leading mortgage activity.
The U.S. consumer credit market has grown every year since the Great Recession in 2009, marking one of the longest economic expansions in U.S. history. There's more at TransUnion.com. That's TransUnion.com.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went
high. Our buddy CJ at Dak Diesel is hard at it as we speak. But you know what? You could get on that list, too. What do you have that needs to run a little better? Needs a little more torque.
A little tractor, a little truck, a little whatever.
Anything diesel.
That guy loves what he does, too. That's what I love about him.
Semis, pickup trucks, anything diesel. We're going to get rolling. And, you know, they have some great products that can get you significant savings on your fuel costs. So if you do nothing other than just ask a few questions, make good sense at Dak Diesel. Call them, 701-258-5011, 701-258-5011, for all the repair and maintenance needs of your diesel vehicle.
I think we should start calling him Dr. Diesel, CJ.
Dr. Diesel?
Diesel Doc.
Okay.
There you go.
Texter says, what did you say about the United Patriotic Bodies? I think I said they're awesome, didn't I?
Yep.
Because they're the people that go to all the military funerals and do just wonderful work. A lot of color guards, any you know, the Veterans Day celebrations, you know, when we're honoring our vets, they're there. They're doing the ceremonies. They do it all. And PetroServe USA has agreed to match any of the donations that we've raised to date for United Patriotic Bodies. And before we hand it over the check and all the gift cards from PetroServe USA, so these folks that are doing this don't have to pay for their own gas, own meals, everything else, then we'd ask one more time for you to think about picking up one of the MyPillow products, anything, any order today on anything. Just, you know, you take your pick. You go to the sheets and there, buy one, get one free. You know, the book, if you buy the book, Michael Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? That's at MyPillow.com. That is something that you can purchase and then get free shipping on your entire order. You just browse. 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com. Radio listener specials. Click Scott. Congressman Kelly Armstrong is here. Welcome back, sir.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Any questions for Kelly are welcome. 701-258-0550 to the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, K-Fire, 550, AM 1100, The Flag, 1090 KTGO and KLTC. John Bolton, let's start there. You obviously have been part of this process a long time, going back to all of the work in the House. You know, the John Bolton firing or, you know, quitting or whatever it was a little bit of Palestine intrigue in the middle of that, and now supposedly thanks to an 11th hour leak. We have a narrative that's from him. Does that change anything?
I don't think so. And one of the reasons I don't think so is you don't get to switch narratives the entire time, Scott. If this was so important, then they should have subpoenaed him when they had the opportunity to do that in the House. Because this isn't just a matter of, but this was so time constrained that they had to pass it before Christmas. Because what happens is if they do it here, there's going to be the same fight that would have existed in the House. There has to be a deposition. This isn't about him testifying. This is about dragging out the impeachment process as long as possible. I think John Bolton is a master at getting his own media, and I think John Bolton is trying to sell a book.
Well, it was quite convenient that the New York Times story broke about the exact same time that the link for the presale of the book went up. Quite a coincidence there.
This is the same thing. This is part of the playbook. In a very similar fashion, this is what happened with Kavanaugh as well. You know, these last minute things come up at the last minute, at the most convenient time for a political purpose.
Yeah, isn't that convenient, as we say? So overall, how do you think this is going? When you compare what was done in the House to now the president's team having some real rebuttal time here. You guys had to carry most of that load over on the House side. Now his actual lawyers are doing this. Who's winning?
I think the lawyers are doing a great job. I think when you do this, you can definitely tell the difference between politicians talking and skilled attorneys talking and moving through that. And I think the president's team is doing a really good job of explaining exactly what we were trying to get out with all the deck stacked against us in the House, and that this is not. I mean, the Democrats' case falls apart when you get right underneath the surface.
So this question of witnesses is going to be the big one next, and many people say that the Bolton thing has, reignited that, and maybe they were losing a little momentum on witnesses, and now they'll need to be witnesses. Of course, there were witnesses, 14 of them in the House. That is part of the Senate record, as Senator Hovind pointed out to us yesterday. It isn't as though witnesses, no witnesses, is whether or not they want more witnesses. And incidentally, there was one witness that wasn't forwarded over. It was Inspector General. Was it Atkinson, the intelligence community Inspector General, who had raised some issues about the bias of the whistleblower? His testimony never came over. Why?
Well, I'm going to go back to what you just said. There were 14 witnesses in the House. Guess how many of those were Republican witnesses? Zero. The only transcript and witness that wasn't forwarded over was the one that probably had the most information that puts a lot of these arguments for the Democrats in a worse place. This was stacked. It was always stacked. They didn't allow. I don't understand the concept of when the Democrats control everything in the House, they only call their witnesses. When Republicans control everything in the Senate, the Democrats only call their witnesses. I've only been here a year, but that's not how this place works.
No. It's just unbelievable. My head wants to explode.
Yeah, exactly right. But why is the testimony of that 15th witness still under wraps? That seems very smelly to me because it tells us a lot about the whistleblower.
I think that's why it's still under wraps. I think it's as simple as that. It's a purely partisan move. None of this is about finding the truth. This is about invalidating a 2016 election and damaging the president going into the 2020 election.
How's that working out for him, by the way?
I don't think it's working out very well. And they're doing, by the way, they make these mistakes on their own side, too. How did getting all their corporate sponsors, the Democratic establishment, getting all their corporate sponsors to attack Bernie Sanders work for him? Bernie Sanders is just rocketing in the polls right now. They're not very good at it.
So to finish on witnesses, as far as additional witnesses, you're making a very good point. 14 witnesses are there. They're stonewalling on 15. I'd like to hear more about that, by the way. I don't know why that isn't a point of more, Republican pushback here. Hey, dude, why don't we just start with the witnesses we do have? And you're hiding one of them. Why? Let's start there with that witness. That's what I'd say.
And I continue to go for the same thing, particularly to get this over, because I think the country needs to move on and move forward with everything else. Hopefully we get a chance to talk about fentanyl here a little bit, because you can show real consequences to this. But even before you go to the witnesses, go to the articles they sent over. Just go to the two articles they sent over. I mean, if they were serious about all of these things, they would have done the diligence and actually, you know, charged a crime instead of these nebulous abuse of power and obstruction of Congress charges. The reason they didn't is because they couldn't prove them.
So what do you think is going to happen on witnesses? You know, you got a few hand-wringers there in the Senate, the Susan Collins caucus, and others that are a little worried about their political fortunes. So, you know, after the questions that come, 8 hours each side, they'll have to decide on witnesses. There was already a scheduled vote that was part of the predetermined deal. What is your gut and what happens? You think they're going to be done and want to get it over, or you think there's going to be witnesses?
My gut is it's going to be close, but I think it'll probably be done. But I think if it isn't and somehow they get those votes, I don't think you're going to, I don't think the witness list will be just who the Democrats want. So that's, I mean, that's what happens. I mean, if you're dealing with this, this opens up a whole different issue, and it needs to. And the other argument, there's another thing that I think is really important in all this. They keep saying this story about Burisma and the Bidens is debunked, but nobody's ever told me who debunked it. And secondly, if it goes to corruption and all of these things they're saying about Donald Trump's state of mind, and this is the Democrats' own argument, I can tell you from doing this for 10 years in a courtroom, those people are not irrelevant. They're completely relevant if we're going to go down that road. And the Republicans in the Senate should absolutely demand that they're called as well.
All right, let's see here. We got Henry and Fargo, John and Fargo waiting to weigh in. So let's go to Henry first for Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Go ahead to Henry.
Hey, good morning. It's not really a Kelly Armstrong thing, but I don't know why they treat the New York Times article any different than a tabloid, like we used to see a cow with three heads or alien found in Fargo, North Dakota, or something like that, because that's really all they are. It's just tabloids.
The Weekly World News.
Unfortunately, well, that's not how the world in Washington works, is it, Kelly?
No, and the other answer is, and this brings up a good point, remember, through this entire process in the House, when we were in Schiff's secret bunker, it was shocking to me how many strategic leaks came out of that to newspapers like the New York Times. There were never any... The Republicans did a really good job of not leaking. The Democrats sure managed to get exactly what they wanted to out of those secret hearings with strategic leaks. So call me a little skeptical as to how this Bolton leak originated.
You both probably have heard this already, but Colonel Vindman's twin brother is at the NSC currently and in charge of reviewing transcripts for the NSC. So he would have been the one that would have reviewed the transcript, too. So, gosh, I can't imagine how it got to the New York Times. I'm really perplexed. John in Fargo, next for Kelly Armstrong. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, say, first of all, how in heaven's name does Pelosi, Nadler, Schiff even get elected? This is making your institution such a joke. This is ridiculous. So the people I rub shoulders with, this is what I'm hearing. My question to you is, when this whole thing is done, what are the chances that the Democrats are going to start up another impeachment session on this president?
Do you want my gut? 99%. That's why it's important that we take back the House. I don't think this stops until the Republicans regain control of the House, because when President Trump wins re-election, if Democrats are still in control of the House, this will just start, and it will be a constant thing. And the best example I can give of that is the day after the Mueller hearing, when by all accounts the Democrats absolutely bombed in their whole presentation of that. The very next day in Oversight, which is the other committee I'm on, they subpoenaed every personal email from the entire Trump family. They don't quit. They have no shame. They don't care. They just continue to move forward. Their hatred for President Trump outweighs any real semblance of trying to do public service right now.
Congressman Kelly Armstrong, we're going to talk about a topic you're fired up about, fentanyl and a potential threat looming early in February. I posted about this on Facebook this morning. We'll chat with Congressman Armstrong about that and a couple other things in the news when we come back. Your calls, questions, and comments, always welcome, 800-228-0550.
I have neck problems. And my friend Vince Webker from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 said, Scott, you have a hot tub.
You bought it from us. Neck problems, back problems, you can help, right?
Definitely, you need to get in that. It's going to help loosen up the muscles. The blood's going to flow a little bit better. Everything good is going to happen from sitting in the hot tub. That's why you have it for days like when you have pain, when you don't sleep, when you can't walk. Sit in your hot tub. It'll do miracles.
Come see them at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Minot.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Make 2020 the year you see Scandinavia. The Scandinavia Tour is coming May 10th from Juven Tours and Travel, the premier operator of Scandinavian tours in the Upper Midwest. May 10th through the 23rd, the Scandinavia Tour, very popular. May 25th, the official Norsk Høstfest Norway Tour. May 25th to June 7th. The Norway Luxury Tour 1 is June 1st to June 14th. The 44th annual Norway Luxury Tour 2, July 20th to August 4th, is great fun. And the best of Norway is August 10th through August 22nd. There's something for everyone. And the best part about Juven Tours and Travel and their tours of Scandinavia, you don't just see the awesome beauty, the fjords, the waterfalls, the mountains. You meet the people, and their memories last a lifetime. Call Juven Tours and Travel today for more information. Hurry, these tours are filling up. 237-9000, 701-237-9000, or toll free at 800-343-0093.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
A month on What's On Your Mind, we talk drones, planes, and people. So much going on in this space right now. It's really fascinating to watch. EyeSight RPV Services, Tommy Kenville and his crew, one of our fine sponsors, just announced recently working with McKenzie County, going to be flying some roads out there and doing some other things coming up that we're going to be hearing about. Grand Sky, too, one of our fine sponsors. So Tom Sawyer, Tom Kenville joining us to talk drones, planes, and people. Listen for it right here on AM 1100, The Flag. And, of course, the What's On Your Mind radio network, 550 K-Fire, KTGO, and KLTC. Glad to have you along on the program. Kelly Armstrong is here as we continue on the program. I want to ask about this fentanyl situation. So there's a deadline coming up on February 6th that is a bit of a no-brainer that you would, It has to do with the DEA emergency classification of fentanyl, which expires on February 6th. I would assume most people agree, yes, we ought to re-up that and continue to have the DEA, classify fentanyl as an emergency. But it's not happening because of some separate fight over...
Okay.
What?
Well, this is a perfect example of how impeachment and how getting sidetracked on these issues really affects people. And I don't know of how you do it more than talking about fentanyl, because this is an absolute no-brainer. And essentially what the fight is between, there are people on the Democratic side that refute, that hate minimum mandatory sentencing so bad that they don't want to extend this because of the minimum mandatory sentencing, which to us, and I'm the first one to admit, if they want bipartisan support to look at minimum mandatory sentencing, I'm their guy. I will sit down with them. I will go through this. I think in a lot of situations, we should allow elected judges to make sentencing instead of other things, but not here, not because of this. That's a separate conversation. And at some point in time, you cannot let an ideological perspective affect the fact that fentanyl very, very soon could be trafficked in a way that we have been trying to discourage for a decade. This is a really big deal, and it needs to happen, and it needs to happen now.
What does the DEA emergency classification do on fentanyl?
Makes it a Schedule I narcotic, which is essentially the same as heroin and methamphetamine, but they're out of extensions. It needs congressional action. Otherwise, it goes away.
So,
and we need
words,
that to happen, because if you're going to sentence people to prison, you need legislative action, not agency action. I mean that's just fundamental about how we do government. But that's a bigger conversation. And the crisis point is 6 days from now, it gets declassified if we don't act.
And that means it's illegal to traffic fentanyl as of that expiring.
Yeah, I mean it definitely is not it is not a good situation to be in any way, shape, or form. And if anything we do in this town, this should be an absolute no-brainer.
Would that mean it's not as illegal if it comes off?
Yeah, that's exactly what it means.
Not as illegal, yeah.
So what can we do about it?
This stuff is imported. Well, we continue. It's all we're going to talk about on our social media and push forward. There's a subcommittee hearing today. I'm going to sit down with some of my colleagues on the other side of the aisle and say, listen, I don't know who's holding this up, but you got to get them over it. I have a suspicion I know who's holding it up, but this minimum mandatory fight is not worth this. We can have that fight, and we should have that conversation, but not to hold up the criminalization of fentanyl. I mean, the amount of fentanyl it takes to kill a person is so unbelievably small that this is just absolutely something that should be done, and we should get it done now.
DOJ Inspector General Michael Horowitz had a scathing report about FISA, finding 17 significant errors or omissions that undercut everything in Schiff's memo from 2018. I mean, this was bad news. I know that committee is meeting tomorrow. You're planning to attend. What do you want to ask Horowitz about this report?
Well, here's what I want to ask, because it doesn't start with this report. I mean, you can go look at Horowitz's investigation of the FBI bias during the Hillary Clinton server issue. And before we get into any of the underlying issues, here's the thing. And this is something that they tend, and even Horowitz does this, they go there's 17 errors, there's 17 omissions, but they stop short of saying that it was intentional. They're saying it's oversight. They're saying it's all of these different things. It's negligence. And my response to that is if you have general negligence in an administrative agency, it breaks both ways, right? If you're making mistakes just because you're not diligent, they'll break for the president and against the president. Since every one of these investigations, every mistake the FBI has been either in favor of Hillary Clinton or against President Trump. That's not general negligence. You have 17 lies in the FISA application. You have a whole bunch of perceived bias in the previous Inspector General's reports. And not one of these mistakes has ever benefited President Trump. That is not general negligence. That is an absolute concerted effort to do this. And anybody to say it isn't reading.
Yeah, general negligence is you're supposed to use a black pen, but you kind of do blue one time, black another, black, but not all one yet. No, I'm totally with you. Jeff and Bismarck, quickly for Kelly Armstrong, what's your question? Jeff, are you there?
Hello.
Yeah, quickly, go ahead with your question.
Sorry. Yeah, a question, Congressman Armstrong. This impeachment is, you know, this has gone off the rails, and no president should, you know, be impeached by, you know, the way they're doing. I'd be in favor of a constitutional amendment to require the House of Representatives to have a two-thirds vote to be able to impeach a president. Otherwise,
how about that idea, quickly?
Yeah, I mean, I think we have to examine those things. I'm not sure where exactly it would go to that point. I think really, and it's true, and we need to look at this, and I said this, but I'm just going to use an example. You know, I mean,
we're going to have to save that example for next time. We're out of time, listeners. Thanks, Tom.
Proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.